Yeah, so we had entered an agreement with W.J. Albertson on the library and then the law office. Each of those were an increment up to $50,000 of matching TIF money. And tonight, we approved an agreement for up to five different projects on the whole building, not to exceed $200,000. That building's needs a lot of repair. It's very bad shape. And so this includes the roof, tuck pointing, windows, electrical, plumbing. You know, there's a lot entailed in this. And right now he's looking at two to three retail businesses on the main floor and three apartments upstairs.
And he, you kind of briefed the council on what he's planning to do at Mercer Carnegie Library. So can you kind of give us a thumbnail? He gave you basically kind of an idea of what, you know, he wants to do there, and you read kind of a outline of what his plans are.
So yeah, WJ, basically the Carnegie Library, he's going to rehabilitate it so it's up to the National Park Service standards. So he's gotten all the okays from the National Park District and the National Service Registry. So he's redoing it as original as he can. And he wants to repurpose this building as a fiber optic technology co-working social enterprise space. So basically what he's doing is he's got a team that's going to come in on August 10th, and they are going to work to recruit and hire college students to come in and work in a incubator that's going to be called the High Tech Small Town Program.
And he, I think he had indicated maybe upwards of 25 employees when it's all said and done.
So that's, you know, best case scenario is that they will sublease to nonprofit tech companies that would host ultimately 25 employees, up to five development teams. So it's a big goal, and they've done a lot of work ahead. And on August 10th, their fellow, which is a lady from the Canton area, will be here. And she has a two-year agreement with WJ. And she will come here to start recruiting and start the process.
And I guess just your reaction, we haven't had anything here like that before. So this is kind of a new horizon that I assume the city has to be excited about.
It's very exciting. It's very exciting. You just, you know, to have someone that was born and raised in our community, moved away, and now is so excited as we are to come back and support the downtown and support this effort is just amazing.